We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. We got Moriello and Graceffo back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Caserta will have another update coming up here in just about 27 minutes. A lot of conversation in regards to college and pro basketball during the first 2 hours. We also got into a pretty cool, huge question of the night. We know Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time. Is he the greatest NFL player of all time? Not greatest athlete, okay, but the greatest player of all time. You could answer that. And then the huge awards for the GOATs, the greatest football player, basketball player, hockey, baseball, boxer, Olympic athlete, tennis, soccer. One sport, the one closest to your heart. You give me the greatest, and then also the greatest broadcaster of all time for you personally. Join us live at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. We also brought out the question, should LeBron be able to pick his coach? Is L.A. just another Cleveland? I think it's a different animal than Cleveland. I do.
I
don't know if that's the right move. Now, that report at CBSSports.com said LeBron's camp wants Luke Walton replaced. And you heard Caserta mention that during the update. LeBron, I've had his back. I support him. I've never met him. He does so many good things for people away from the court. But I just, this L.A. thing... isn't, you know, now they're searching for a second star. Reports say they may be willing to part with some young talent. They're on the brink of not even making the playoffs. I know LeBron's coming back from that groin injury. It's just like this is supposed to be Hollywood, and it's a shop, and it's rock stars, movie stars. I don't know. This L.A. thing, because I don't know. Who is going to be that second star who's willing to have the offense run through LeBron? And now picking a coach, and I had a caller, I think somebody from California, said a year from now, Lou will reunite with LeBron. And again, you know, he likes to have a coach where basically LeBron calls everything and runs it through him or whatever he wants. But L.A.'s not Cleveland. So do you think it's a smart move for LeBron's camp to push Luke Walton out? You can join in on the greatest conversation, LeBron. And I threw out an idea earlier. You know, I was watching Torrey Pines on CBS with Nance and Faldo and the crew earlier today. And a caller debated with me earlier from D.C., like, why even show Tiger Woods? And I said, he's still must-see TV. And then I had the idea for CBS. They do the CBS HQ online at CBSSports.com. And I'm like, why not put a camera on Tiger every swing, every move, nonstop, his entire round? I don't care. He's 5 under and 18 under is Justin Rose, who is continuing his amazing golf from last year. But I believe if you had like CBS HQ or on the CBS Sports Network, you had a feed of Tiger Woods, his entire 18 holes, every swing, every putt, I think it would eclipse the golf tournament. Now, that could be part of why it's not being done, but that's the power of Tiger. And as I was talking with Ryan Hickey earlier, before Graceffo and Moriello stepped in, I'm like, why doesn't Tiger cut a deal with CBS? You're Tiger. Cut a deal with CBS and NBC, who carry all the golf. Tiger then gets an app, and every swing of Tiger in a televised event is on that app. Every swing. Every swing. Now, if he's in contention on Saturday and Sunday, maybe the feed's not there. If he's out of it and people still want to watch, it's there. Like me. I know he's not going to win. He's 13 back of Justin Rose. But I could watch Tiger Woods swing a golf club, nonstop, start to finish. I don't care if he's even or if he's 15 under. So somebody better listen to my idea, okay? You want to join in? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. I also started the show talking about presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren, and she was ripping what I thought was Jerry Jones's yacht, but it was Daniel Snyder, the Redskins owner yacht, and saying an NFL owner has this much money. If she's elected president, he could pay the ultimate, you know, billionaire tax, whatever they're calling it, if she gets elected. And again, I'm not playing politics here, but my first thought was when somebody shared that with me and quoted it with a retweet, I said, wait a minute. You earn your money. You can spend your money on whatever you want to. And I think NFL owners are providing jobs. They give back to their communities. And I believe that every kid shouldn't get a handout for college education. You need to go earn your grades. And if your parents don't have the money, in America today, if you have good high school grades, test well in the ACT and or SAT, and your parents don't have money, like me, single-parent household, mother on welfare, I was able to get a ton of financial aid to go to Oklahoma. Ton. Not loans, a ton of financial aid. And if you apply yourself in school, in high school, 9 through 12, those grades, and your parents don't have the cash, there are ways for you to go to college where it won't bury you financially. And instead of handouts, we need to have people earn things in this country, including kids. I'm all for helping any child I am in need. Don't get me wrong. But I believe in America, if you're an NFL owner and you work hard and you build a private business and you build it up to the point you can buy an NFL franchise, and you're Daniel Snyder, you want to buy a $100 million yacht with an IMAX theater, and you're Jerry Jones, you want to buy a $250 million yacht that looks like a warship, more power to you. You earn that money. And it shouldn't be taken away. That's it. Or taxed excessively for no solid reason outside of the fact that you have money. And that's for athletes, that's for businessmen, women, everybody. I believe if you apply yourself and work hard in this country, that you can achieve the American dream. Sports, real life, across the board. So people are ripping me like, oh, you know what, man? You know, the one thing I will agree with, and I said at the start every hour today, that the academic and athletic facilities in our inner cities in America need to be rebuilt. They need to have investments, private and public, for quality teachers, facilities, and academics, athletics, computers, libraries. Give these kids, starting in kindergarten, a chance to go chase that dream. Our inner city school system needs an overhaul, needs attention. Before we're taking care of people in other countries, we need to take care of our children in America. One nation under huge, with liberty and great education for all. All right, there you go. Man, Graceffo, I think I'm going to run for president. You know what I mean? I think I'm going to make that announcement on air next week. So everybody's starting to announce.
I like it.
Will you vote for me, Graceffo?
Of course.
I'm trying to think states I'll have trouble. Well, actually, I should start with states I'll do good in. I'm at a half a state right now. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Nelson, who is in Reading, Pennsylvania. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Huge, I'm going to show my age here a little bit. Go Olympics with you. And 6 foot tall, Mark Spitz was
wow.
Smaller than most of the people, and he set records that stood for a very long time.
Was that 72 and 76 he did it, right, in the Olympics?
Yes. Yep. That's
wow.
When it was.
Yeah, Mark Spitz was the prelude to Michael Phelps, right?
Yes.
Yeah, the incredible
athletes. And about 7 or 8 inches shorter.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Nelson, in Reading, Pennsylvania. Matt in Cleveland, Ohio, listening on 92.3 FM. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, how you doing, Bill?
I'm doing good, Matt. Thanks for listening tonight.
I just wanted to point out Tom Hamilton.
Oh, wow.
One of the best play-by-play guys ever.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think he gets the run he should because he's not in a huge market.
Yeah, he's good. And thanks, Matt, in Cleveland. Hamilton's as good as anybody in broadcasting. Let's go to David in California. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, man? It's a first-time caller, long-time listener.
Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Oh, awesome, awesome. All right, I want to talk about the GOAT conversation here. I would say, it's a no-doubter for football. Tom Brady is the GOAT. He has more Super Bowl rings than most teams do. And, you know, you can play for the personal stats, but at the end of the day, you're there to win a championship. And that man has shown he can do it, you know, year in and year out.
All right. Well, thank you, David, in California. Yeah, and the question is, I want to ask the audience, and I know we got listeners on the Sports Hub in Boston, but, you know, beyond just the greatest quarterback of all time, is he the greatest football player ever in the NFL? We're 8 days out on the Super Bowl. Basically, 8 days from now, we'll know. Rams or the Patriots in Atlanta. And I wonder, with the Celtics-Warriors game getting over in Boston and the people listening in New England, how many New Englanders are going down, or Bostonians, going down to Atlanta? Because I don't think the Rams travel well. I don't think people from St. Louis and outside of the Hollywood types enjoying the Super Bowl week. Graceffa, would you check the secondary ticket market for the Super Bowl? Because if the Saints were there, it would have been crazy. It would have been nuts. Or if the Chiefs were there, it would have been bonkers on the ticket prices. And then also your greatest in football, baseball, hockey. I said basketball, right? Boxing, Olympic sports, soccer, golf. You can only pick one, though. The sport closest to your heart, and also your greatest broadcaster of all time. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Callers online, I promise we'll get to your huge opinions. Drop me a tweet at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, too? Get it all at geico.com. Moriello and Graceffo are back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. Caserta will have an update here in less than 10 minutes. Huge questions of the night. Is Brady the greatest, not just quarterback, no debate there. Is he the greatest NFL player ever? Not athletically, but I'm just talking about him, what he's accomplished. You can answer that. And also drop me your favorite sports greatest of all time with our huge awards. Greatest football player, hoops, hockey, baseball, boxing, golf, soccer, Olympic athlete, and then your greatest broadcaster, your GOAT of all time. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Brian in Indiana. Thanks for the wait, and you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello.
Hey, Brian.
Yes, I'm here.
I'm here.
Well, I just wanted to call in and chip in my vote for the best athlete, and I thought maybe that might be Reggie Miller.
Yeah, what a great shot. Man, he was awesome.
Yeah, and also my sports announcer would be Bobby Leonard.
Bobby Leonard, well, thank you, Brian, in Indiana, the home of Dan Dockich. I love Dan. Love his talk show and love the job he does on basketball. Doc in Pennsylvania, you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
First time, long time, there, Bill.
Thank you, Doc.
Great show, and I really mean it. I'm meaning great show, too, buddy. I've been calling talk shows for 35 years, and you're in the top five, definitely. And I've been all over the country there. And I just want to have a quick question for you, and then I'll give you my vote for your show tonight.
All right, go ahead.
Bill, there was a guy that I called from Wheeling, West Virginia, John Simonson. Any relation?
No, I don't have anybody in West Virginia. I know a lot of people are related in West Virginia, but not me.
Okay, so I'm going to go with baseball. First of all, I'm with you on Brady, greatest, player of all time. Yeah, he's accomplished so much here. And even last year when I still can't understand why he held out Butler there for the defensive back there, he lost the game. But anyway, my greatest baseball player of all time, the unappreciative Hank Aaron.
Wow, Hammer and Hank, he was amazing. And Doc, I appreciate your kind words there in Pennsylvania. Thank you so much for listening each and every Saturday night. I did read something. Was it last week or last weekend when I was off in Akron, Ohio with my little guy's 12-year-old indoor futsal soccer team for the regionals? And Akron's a cool city. It really is. I love downtown Akron and University of Akron. But I read something about Butler that there was rumors that they dressed him because he had suffered some sort of injury that Belichick didn't want to put him on protocol or the injury list and didn't want the Eagles to know, and kind of the coaching jockeying with Belichick. And that was the reason. That was the reason why. At least that was a story. And it kind of fit with everything we've talked about. I still go back to that Super Bowl. Are you kidding me? If I would have bet everything on this earth. If you tell me before last year's Super Bowl in Minneapolis that Brady will throw for over 500 yards. You tell me that. And there is no way Brady versus Foles and Brady throws for over 500, you would think that the Patriots won that game by 21. And, man, the Patriots are locked in, and the Patriots' defense has not gotten the love with those wins over two good quarterbacks. Two guys that, Mahomes will be the MVP, and I know he had a good second half, but, they frustrated Rivers, and that was coaching. That was coaching, and I thought Patriots backed off on that pressure in the second half and almost gave away that game, and they kept coming after Rivers until they got their big lead. But give the Patriots defense some love, and I'm going with Brady again. How can you bet against Brady and Belichick in the Super Bowl in Atlanta? But it's going to feel weird because I don't think there's going to be that big. I know Super Bowl isn't home field advantage unless you luck out and you're playing in your home city, but usually your fans will travel. And I don't know if that's going to be full of Patriots fans. Rams from St. Louis to a soccer stadium in Los Angeles, it's going to be a different vibe, I think. I'm curious about that at the Mercedes Dome a week from tomorrow. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Dylan in Providence, Rhode Island. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going, Huge? How we doing?
Hey, D.
Good. Thanks for having me again. Listen, I wanted to let you know I have called in once before. We spoke briefly, but as far as listening to late night radio when I'm on my drives in between Providence and Boston, I do very much enjoy listening to you. Yeah, it's a pretty good way to finish off my late nights from waiting tables, so I'll give you that for sure.
Thank you, my man.
Of course. So to piggyback off of one of those things that you actually talked about, if you give me a second here, you talked about the inner city school issue and education and all those things that you mentioned earlier in the show. And as an educator myself, actually, here in New England, I have to agree with you because I do work in an inner city area. And a lot of the kids that I have in my classes and some of the kids that I've coached football, I remember I told you last time that we spoke, I coach high school football here as well. And the big issue is that these kids just don't have any interest in school. And a lot of them do have a lot of interest in athletic activities. So it's a problem when they don't have the outlets or the ability to do what they need to do because of, things that go on at home or whatnot. So you're definitely right on with that. And I really hope that we can do something to, help push things forward in both education and athletics.
Right, Dylan, it's just pretty simple. We need to take care of Americans first and our children especially. And then I'm for letting in everybody and helping the world and doing what we can. But we need to take care of our children in this country first. And I don't mean 18-year-olds who could work. I'm talking about you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-olds, and we want to give them hope and show them light at the end of the tunnel. There you go. You know,
I mean, and I'm not one of those teachers that tells kids to not follow their dreams, do what they got to do. I'm very realistic. I went to college. I'm a millennial, and a lot of us got the wool pulled over our eyes about get a degree, go to school for 4 years, and there'll be a job waiting for you. And that's just not true. You know, a lot of it is the effort and the hard work that you need to put forward. You know, I'd like to be a football coach full-time someday, and it's a grind every single day to do what I got to do and try and make it, and it's not easy for somebody my age. But, you know, aside from that, I'll get to the point about the questions he asked for the night. My favorite broadcaster of all time, no disrespect to Bob Soucy here on 98.5 The Sports Hub, but it's my old buddy Gil Santos. I mean, the voice of the Patriots for numerous years, numerous playoff games. He was the greatest of all time as far as New England sports radio calls are going. And Bob Soucy has done a good job filling the shoes. I'll definitely say that. My favorite player, my best player of all time, definitely goes to Tom Brady as far as, you know, everything he's accomplished. I don't think he's the best athlete, though. That, for me, still goes to either Jerry Rice or Lawrence Taylor. I'm pretty sure Belichick would echo me on that as well. So, again, appreciate you taking my call, Huge, and enjoy the rest of your night.
All right, Dylan, safe travels from Providence to Boston. Gene in California, before we get to Caserta and an update on all the finals, you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Great show, Bill. Love to listen to you. And launch your campaign. You got my vote.
Thank you.
I go with Marv Albert for the best announcer when he called Knicks Rangers back in New York when I was a kid in Connecticut. Just fantastic on the radio. Brady is tremendous because he was a sixth-round draft pick. This was not a star quarterback in college. Remember that, too. And I want to put in a good word for Novak Djokovic, who was a young man training in what was then Yugoslavia. He used to go out and train on a tennis court, and then they'd hear the air raid sirens that someone was launching air raids or part of a battle going on with that ongoing civil war over there. And he and his whole family would then go underground and stay in bunkers until they got the okay that you can come back up and resume whatever you were doing. I mean, can you imagine starting that kind of training as a young boy in the midst of a civil war in your country and getting to where he is, one of the elite tennis players of all time? Tremendous.
Thank you, Gene. Wonderful call out in California, listening in Los Angeles. If you want to join us, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook, callers from Boston and Michigan and Virginia. I promise your huge opinions are next.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
We're all about huge opinions, yours and mine. Moriello and Graceffo are back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Caserta with another update here in about 20 minutes. We're talking about Brady. Super Bowl now is, what, a little over a week away in Atlanta? How many people listening in New England are going to Atlanta? Like when the Patriots are in a Super Bowl, it's a must road trip for you. How many Rams fans? Whether you're listening in the St. Louis area or out in Southern California or making the trip to Atlanta. I'm curious about the demand for tickets. It's a Super Bowl, I get it. But just think if that was Kansas City and New Orleans. That would be a crazy ticket. And the greatest of all time is Tom Brady, not only the greatest quarterback the NFL has ever seen, but the greatest player. Not best athlete, but greatest player. And then your greatest for the sport that you love. Greatest of all time, the huge goats. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, boxing, golf, soccer. You can only pick one, the sport you love. Tell me your goat. And then the greatest broadcaster of all time. You can join us live at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Mike in Massachusetts. Thanks for the wait, Mike. And you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, what's going on? I actually just left the TD Garden, and what a disappointment, but it was an amazing game. And I got to say, Gordon Hayward just looks out of place on the court, especially in those crunch time moments in the big games. He's paid the big bucks, and, man, he just – it looks like – it almost reminds me of, like, one of those joke YouTube videos where the guy comes off the surfboard and he goes onto the court near, like, Venice Beach or something like that, and he's supposed to be, like, this great player, and he's wearing a surf outfit.
and then he just isn't good. And they're and so I was like, they're like, go back to the to surfing or something. He does not belong out there, and he's just out of place.
Yeah, but you know, one thing though, with that horrific when he messed up his foot, you wonder if he'll ever recover from that. Seriously.
Oh, that was the worst. That was the worst. And yeah, absolutely, you're right. You got to feel for him, and that has to be in the back of his mind. You know, you're absolutely right about that.
Your greatest of all time. Is Brady the greatest NFL player ever?
Well, here's where I stand on that, and I might be a little biased because I'm rooting for him every game, and I'm a homer a little bit, obviously, but I think it's time to actually put him in the greatest athlete across sports of all time now, and it's almost like, you know, I grew up in the late 80s, early 90s watching Michael Jordan. You got to say, how can anybody, in my opinion, be better than him in any sport? And Brady's just one of those guys who transcends. If Jordan, I mean, I don't think he's passed him quite yet, but if Jordan is one, I mean, Brady's 1B.
So you have Brady, you have Brady with Tiger and Michael, right?
Oh, he's got to be. I mean, if you look at it this way, just ask yourself this: what is the hardest position in all of sports? And it has to be with maybe the exception of starting pitcher, but starting pitchers have so much time off, and it's got to be quarterback. And if it's a mental game and it's keeping your body right and the conditioning outside of the actual game itself, what he does to preserve himself and how he goes about his business, it's just you see the results on the field.
Great call. Thank you so much. Glad you enjoyed TD Garden, Celtics, and the Warriors tonight. Warriors came away, I think, with a 115-111 win. Yeah, Hayward, did anybody think he was going to bounce back after just that video of his foot turned around in the other direction? Brad Stevens will figure it out. I still think it's about Toronto, it's about Boston, and will Milwaukee be able to push there? I lean towards more Celtics or Toronto who wins the East. And the West is just going to be a dogfight. Let's go to Mike in Michigan. Thanks for the wait. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show. Michael? Mike, you there? Wake up, Mike. Let's go to Jason in West Virginia. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
My GOAT would be, I'd have to say Herman Moore. From the Detroit Lions. Look at the team he played with, who he had thrown to him, and look at the numbers he put up. If he was with Brady or some of those other quarterbacks, he'd be holding every record.
All right. Thank you, Jason, in West Virginia. Think about the Lions. They've had arguably two of the best athletes ever at their positions, and just physical specimens might be better for Calvin Johnson and Barry Sanders, and both retired early. That the culture, the losing, the no playoff wins, no Super Bowls, no runs, they just retired. Man. And Herman Moore was a great guy. I mean, Barry, they had Perryman, Herman Moore. One playoff win since 91 for the Detroit Lions. One playoff win since 1991. And they invested their future in Matt Stafford. And now you have Matt Patricia, who went from 9-7 when they fired Caldwell to 6-10. And Bob Quinn and Patricia have that Patriots connection. They hired Darrell Bevell, the old Seattle offensive coordinator. Patricia's been talking about, well, we got to run, we got to balance. And I never have understood how Patricia came for the Patriots. And yes, they don't have Gronk, they don't have Brady, they don't have Belichick, but how did you not bring that Patriots offense with you and run it? Quick release. That's why I'm looking at the Super Bowl, and I'm thinking about the defensive line, which is a strength of the Rams defense, and just like it was for the Chargers, and Brady got rid of the ball. And if you heard like Joey Bosa talking during that Showtime this week in the NFL, he's talking to the other defensive line, and Brady gets rid of it so fast. He's so good. So I don't think that's going to be a factor. I really think L.A. wins in a shootout. That's the only way they can win. Or Brady makes mistakes. and he's driven and he's focused. And you can see it. And he likes his chip on his shoulder that people said, I'm done. We were all talking about it right before that Chargers game, on the eve of that game. This could be the end of a dynasty. And I was right there. I didn't know what to expect. You know, about the only time that the Patriots have really shocked me was how bad Peterson schooled Belichick and Patricia and the Patriots defense in that Super Bowl. Like I've always said, you know, Brady over 500 yards, you would think the Patriots would have won that Super Bowl by 3 touchdowns, at least. So L.A. has the star power. You know, I don't think Gurley's healthy because they're not pounding him a lot, and there's still too much talk of C.J. Anderson and, you know, Goff. Again, I like the quarterback thing I always do, Goff versus Brady. Last year it was Foles versus Brady. How do you lose that? And they did. I thought Cooks getting banged up was big. Butler obviously not in there. But even Belichick seems focused. There was that Jimmy G drama last year, I think, split up the team. And they all seem to be on the same page, at least from what I've seen. And I'm not there in New England. I'm not doing a show on the Sports Hub. I'm just a sports guy watching it, reading about it, and they look focused. And when the Patriots look focused, I think they're impossible to beat. Chiefs did everything they could in the second half. Mahomes showed everybody it almost was a changing of the guard, but not just yet. Slow up. Wait a minute. Put a little groove in it. Patriots, Brady looks like he wants it. And he has from the first snap, first series in that Chargers game in Foxborough. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Edgar in Massachusetts. Listening in New England, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, hi, Bill. Thank you very much for taking my call.
No problem, buddy.
I have three goats for you. And we're roughly about the same age. I'm 55 years old. I enjoyed boxing when I was younger, but when Mike Tyson hit the scene and when he was in his prime, I'll tell you, we had rooms filled more than Super Bowls to watch Iron Mike put down people in 2 seconds. Today, if he was in his prime, I would say he would be one of the greatest boxers ever. And my goat for sports announcing is the late, great Johnny Most. Loved him.
Yeah, legend.
Yes. I grew up with his kids and the family, and he was such a gentleman, such a nice guy. And my goat for sports broadcasting, you, hands down.
All right.
Enjoy your so much. You know, you're like a guy you could sit down and have a beer with, and you're just an average Joe, and you could talk sports with you forever. And you're a hell of a nice guy.
All right. Well, Edgar, thank you so much. I appreciate you listening in Massachusetts. And, you know, I'm flattered that I'm called average. I am flattered that that's what Graceffo said, you know. Right before he started at midnight Eastern time, he said, Bill, you are the best average broadcaster at CBS Sports Radio. Let's be average today, Bill. Bring it. Let's go to Chris in South Carolina. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hi, thanks, Bill. Just right off the bat, you know, echo the sentiments of so many callers. You know, thanks for putting on such a great show and, you know, quality product, you know, not just phoning it in on the late night show and stuff, you know, giving us late night people, you know, some quality to listen to and be a part of. So appreciate that, you and everybody behind the scenes there.
I appreciate the love from South Carolina as well.
Yeah, no, definitely. Goats, Gretzky for hockey, to stay with hockey and announcers, I think Doc Emrick calls a game like yes. announcers do, the way he illustrates, the words he uses, the way he stays with the game and can still call the players. You know, that game is so fast, like a basketball. It's moving around so fast, and he's just always right on top of it and still able to provide that illustration like nobody can. So I'd have to throw in there. And then football, as anti-Patriots as I am, it's hard to argue against Brady. You know, I'd love to see, you know, maybe Breeze in that conversation because of the stats he puts up, and he doesn't have, you know, he hasn't had necessarily the, you know, he's usually had a receiver, but again, is that receiver a product of Breeze? And you can always throw that into the conversation. Is Brady a product of Belichick and vice versa? But I think maybe something that separates Brady is the fact that he hasn't always necessarily had this all-star cast. You know, every year it's pretty normal and pretty expected to see, you know, a couple guys leave and a couple other guys get plugged in, and this plug-and-play offense they have that Belichick can do. And that's just one of the special things about Belichick, is that he can do that. But Brady as well, to be able to adapt to that.
Oh, yeah. Right, and they look focused, Chris. I don't mean to cut you off, buddy, but I have to get to a network break and an update with Caserta. Thank you so much for the love there in South Carolina and your huge opinion. We do have one final hour together. If you want to join me, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Is Tom Brady in the category with Michael and Tiger? I thought that was interesting what the caller said earlier. And this question I'm asking you, not only is he the greatest of all time in the NFL, regardless of position, but is he one of our generation's great athletes? I don't know if he's in that category with the public when it comes to Michael and Tiger in his prime. Answer those questions, 1-855-212-4CBS, at Saturday Huge on Twitter, and on Facebook, it's Saturday Night Huge Show.